This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Fridays, we turn our attention to how mental health shapes the lives of North Texans. Today, a look at overthinking, how to know when it's a problem, and how it can affect our mental and physical health. KERA's mental health reporter, Saida Hassan, is with me now to talk about this. Hi, Saida.
Hi, Justin.
Saida, first off, what technically is overthinking?
Well, Justin, overthinking is not in itself a medical term, but it's something we all do now and then. And it describes those moments where we find ourselves dwelling on the same thoughts over and over again. Oftentimes, overthinking involves focusing on the negative, like rehashing the past, dwelling on bad experiences, or worrying about the future. And when we ruminate on a certain thought, it can snowball into bigger, more extreme negative thinking.
So the occasional bout of overthinking is nothing to worry about, but how do we know when it's starting to become a problem?
I asked that question to Ashley Carroll. She's a psychologist at Parkland Hospital, and she says overthinking becomes a problem when it starts to affect your everyday life. These are some of the signs to look for.
When it becomes destructive to our life or really impairs our daily functioning. So for example, if you're having trouble sleeping at night because you can't turn these thoughts off, you know, that's impacting your daily functioning. You can't get that sleep that you need. If it's affecting your appetite, if you're so lost in your thoughts, you're starting to isolate from other people.
Though interestingly enough, Carol says ruminating on the worst possible scenarios and outcomes can also be a form of self-protection, granted not a helpful one.
For some people, it can be kind of like a defense mechanism. So I'm going to automatically assume that everyone is unworthy to be trusted, so that way I won't get close to anyone, and so I'm protecting myself.
But she says those extreme negative thoughts are often unfounded.
You know, research has shown that anxiety and stress can be tied to a host of health issues. What are some of the ways overthinking can impact our physical and mental health?
When it comes to physical health, like Ashley Carroll mentioned, it can lead to trouble sleeping. Some of her patients who deal with negative thoughts and anxiety have also experienced headaches, body aches, and stomach problems. And overthinking is often associated with mental health issues like depression and anxiety. It can also be seen in people with post-traumatic stress and borderline personality disorder. Of course, just because you overthink doesn't mean you have one of these conditions, but if you do think you may have a problem with overthinking, it may be a good idea to talk about it with a mental health professional.
Okay, we know it's not productive. We know it's not good for us. But thought patterns, they can be hard to change. How can someone break the habit of dwelling on these negative thoughts?
Well, a good first step is to take note of what triggers your overthinking. So it might stem from a past trauma or something in your life that's currently a source of stress. And once you identify those triggers, Ashley Carroll says you can start finding ways to overcome them.
Whenever patients kind of get in that cycle of ruminating, I always encourage controlled breathing exercises. It helps them shift their focus to their breathing and calming down their central nervous system. And then examples like journaling really helps them express and process the thoughts that are in their head. So any type of mindfulness activities where you're really focused on the present moment can keep you out of your thoughts about the past or about the future.
And Carol says physical activity is another great way to stave off stress and negative thinking.
Saida Hassan covers mental health for KERA News. Thank you, Saida.
Thank you, Justin.